Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The DH, Willie Norwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Batting third. The center fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood bunts towards the mound. Kravick fields it and throws to first for the out. Cusick moves to second. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Torres. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Colburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Borgman scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Zahn covering, for the out. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 0 in the game. Norwood bunts towards the mound. Kravick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolf hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zahn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 2 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colburn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kessinger trying to get to third. Rivera throws the ball into Wolf, who tags Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 2 in the game. Chappas bunts towards third. Wolf fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 2 in the game. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field. Edwards picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Edwards. Chappas moves to third. Nordhagen moves to second. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Randall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Mike Squires pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Squires moves to second. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bosley hits a line drive towards the mound. Marshall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eric Soderholm now playing third base. Mike Eaton now playing second base. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cusick takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong pinch runs for Craig Cusick. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilfong. The throw from Colburn and he is out, Eaton applying the tag. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rod Carew now playing first base. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chappas bunts towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 3 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Edwards strikes out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-3 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Borgman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Foley pinch hits for Mike Colburn. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3. And Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.